We're in Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Vav. We're up to Sifhei and we'll be going through Tes. Sifhei v'chei Nisan ala choloim. There's also a mitzvah drabonon to go and declare a fast for people that are ill. Ketzat, harishior choli echod lanoshim harbe ba'usayir. There's an epidemic of a particular disease in the city, chas v'shalom. Kagon askara pirish, choli sogur hagoron. It closes, it seals the throat. Meaning that people have a hard time breathing. Meaning the yisachu minus to home. O charchur v'kayotze behem. An epidemic of any disease that is deadly. Voyumesim osa choli harezet tzoras tzibur v'gozlam av tainas umasriyin, and they blow shofar. V'chein, chichuch lach. And that is that there are all kinds of pimples, boils that are itchy, and they are moist. Hareu kishchin poreach. It's like a shchin. Vimposhet barova tzibur misan lo masriim olav, and it spreads among the majority of the tzibur. So here we're not talking about something that is deadly, but if it spreads among the rove, so this is something that they will be misanim asurim, they'll even blow shofar. Avol chichuch yoveish tzolken lo bilvad. Whereas if it's not moist, it's only dry, then you do not blow shofar, you only daven. Hagov elu chalom im sorach shiamusa begimel yom zach zekamo bedever shubo mikoch shinui avir. El misanim asurim al elu chalom miyad. These are diseases that one does not have to wait for. That one does not have to wait for 3 days of people dying from it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in a case where you have a disease that is causing children to die chalila, so there also you're supposed to be gozer tainis, and the Mishnah Berurah mentions the slichas for tachluya yiladim. There's a shloh that says that if a disease among children, one should leave the town with his children. If he has to protect them, he should run away. Now, the Ritva Tain is that even with disease, you always need Gimel Mesim. You need three people that died. Just you don't have to have it within 3 days. The Yerushalmi is Mashma that in Askara even one. But as, so long as there are many people that are ill, it's just that only one of them passed away from it. Sivav, v'chein al chaya rosh nishtalcha. If you have, on an epidemic level, you have wild animals that are around. Afilu lo hezika, even if they did not do any damage, al niris bilvad, they were seen. Misanenu masriim b'chol makom, afilu harachokim, even people that are far away. Avleinu mishulachas in al mikra, but if it's not mishulachas, you just saw an animal, that's a mikra. Now, what's called mishulachas is o mishulachas. So there are several different dargas. Number one, nearest to be'ir bayom. For a wild animal, for a lion to be walking the streets is not normal. So if it was seen in the middle of an inhabited area by day, that's mishulachas. You know you've got a problem. Nearest to basode bayom, if it's not in the city, but it's out in the fields. So the halachi is, imrasa beiz b'nei adam v'lo barcha mipneihem. If it saw two people and didn't run away, hareza mishulachas. You're talking about we're talking about animals that are generally afraid of people. If they're not afraid of people, that's reason for concern. If it's a field near a swamp, so a city near the swamp, there are wild animals. That's normal. But it ran after two people, then it's called mishalachas. Lo rod fa'achreim ena mishalachas. If it didn't run after them, that shows that this animal is still tame. In the agam itself, afilu rodfa achreim in a mishulachas elim tarfa shneim v'ochla achas mem. Only if it attacked two people, because it's normal for them to be there and not be afraid of humans. But if they attack two people and eat one of them, avlim ochla shneim ba'agam in a mishulachas. But if it ate both people, that's not mishulachas. That's less of a problem. It's not because it's a mishlachas of wild animals that's coming to attack people. The animal was in the agam, it felt at home, saw two people, was hungry, and ate them up. It's only the only time it's mishlach as if it saw, if it attacked two people and ate one of them. Zayin, botim habnuyim b'midboros ubarotzos haneshamos. If you have houses that are built out in the fields or in places that are desolate, holovei mokim gedudei chaya, it's normal for them to have wild animals around them. If it does not reach this level, it's not mishulachas. She'elu bnei yodam she'siknu ba'atzma v'vola mokam achayas. The people moved into the place where the animals live. Avo sharmine remes adam av remes ov she'shulchu ve'ziku gon sheluach nechoshim v'akrabim she'mezikim ve'enam amisim. So all of these animals that were mazik, like nechoshim, akrabim, snakes, and scorpions that are not life threatening. Vein tzarich lo mitzron v'yitushim, sorts of bees and mosquitoes. V'adom lem ein esanim aleim v'lo masriim. Even though it's uncomfortable when they bite, but if they're not dangerous, then one does not make a fast over them. Sifches v'chein al yirokon v'shidofon. Yirokon is where the grain starts going yellow, starts going white, and shidofon is where the wind starts blowing it away. Mishehischil betfuah filo hischil b'makom echad kimlo pi hatanur misanen u'masriim. It's one oven's worth of grain. Then you already are goes a tinus. Afilu arachokim rak. As long as they're in the same kingdom, or today we would call it the same country. You see one locust. It hasn't yet started eating up the produce. Misanin umasriim aleim valagovai. Where's a different kind of locust? B'cholshu, aval achogov ein misan alav. This is a friendlier one. V'lo masriim elazokim bilvad. Here, what you'll do is you'll daven. So even if we didn't, even if they didn't destroy the produce, but this chogov ein misan alav v'lo masriim. So govai we do, and chogov not. We don't really know the difference between them, and therefore we daven for all of them. And blow shofar.